رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There is no doubt about these days, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the best days Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created for all mankind, and the righteous work are recommended in these days because the reward will be better than any other days in the whole year. And we remember all these days inshaAllah Ta'ala, and we wish that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala provide us with Hajj and Umrah very soon. But I would like to call inshaAllah Ta'ala to remind each other one of about some questions the brother asked me. Those who are able to make Qurban in Al-Hajj, Al-Hadi, they don't have money. Because as you know, the Tamattu', if you perform Hajj Tamattu', you have to make Qurban in order to tatahallal, to be released from the Ihram. But if you are not able to do it, inshaAllah Ta'ala, as Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, two facts, 3 days in Al-Hajj and 7 days when you come back to your own town. 3 days in Al-Hajj, when you can make the fasting 3 days because you don't have money for Qurbani. You make it, the ulama says, either to make it before the day of Arafah, 3 days in the time of Al-Hajj while you are there, and 7 days when you come back to your country. You could make it all of them together, like 3 days continuously, or separate days. You cut it. And even the 7 days when you come back to your country, you could either to fast the 7 days continuously, or to make it like separate. Inshallah Ta'ala, this will be to compensate the inshallah Ta'ala, or to be equal to those who are has the money to make the qurbani in al-hajj, because in order to perform hajj tamattu', you must sacrifice a qurbani zabiha inshaAllah Ta'ala. That's what Allah tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. Need actually to go again for visiting the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For sure actually inshaAllah Ta'ala, those whom Allah tabaraka ta'ala give them chance, they could travel to Medina. But can we ask about if this is obligation? The answer is no. Somebody performed a Hajj in Mecca and he has no time. Fast Hajj. And he has no time to go to Medina. And remember, visiting of Al-Medina, you are not going to visit the Qabr. You don't travel because we have a hadith. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في البخاري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه وغيره من الصحابة رضي الله عليهم أجمعين لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى 3 مساجد. You don't prepare your luggage to travel to any destination in the whole world to sleep over and to perform the ibadah there and to pray except for this 3 masjid. المسجد هذا the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم المسجد and the masjid and the holy masjid in Mecca and Al-Aqsa in Palestine, may Allah free it from the state of Zion. These 3 masajid, the reward in these 3 masajid is better than any masjid. In all the masajid after these 3 masjid are the same. You pray in 96, you pray here, you pray in the best masjid in Pakistan or Bangladesh or Egypt or Morocco or Africa, any best masjid, all of the masajid after these 3 masajid are the same. The salah in the whole masajid are the same in reward. You may find some people that say, oh, big masjid over there, and they decorated and the marble and so on and so. All of the masajid of Allah are the same after this three, except this 3 masjid. the reward is very, very, very great from Allah Ta'ala. Except one masjid, we need also to mention it. Masjid Qiba. And who built the Masjid Qiba? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فأعطي الاسم للمكان وليس اسم للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة. They built the masjid according to the blissful Qiba. Now a lot of people they said Qiba, Qiba. We don't know what Qiba is. What is the masjid Qiba is? The first masjid built in Islam, masjid Qiba. Qiba in the Arabic language it means it's the lower. Because this land it was lower than any other land. So they built the masjid there, that's why the Prophet named the masjid from the place. And the one who built it, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, no names has been given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like we said, Masjid al-Rasul in Medina. We give the name of the Masjid al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him the name. Because that actually also he built it, and all the other Sahaba in Medina and the Muhajireen also, all of them they shared to build this masjid in Medina. But we know that is the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Masjid Qiba, the Prophet he named it according to the place. And Masjid Qiba, what is the special for Masjid Qiba? Masjid Qiba became in reward the higher or greatest more than any other masjid. After these three masajid, the Masjid Qiba mentioned also because we have hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu fi Masjid Qiba, laha ajr umrah. If you pray in Masjid Qiba, you have, well, Allah give you a reward like you perform what? Umrah. Pray as much as you could. If you go to Medina, travel to this Masjid Allah, because every time you go in to pray single salah there, Allah will give you a reward of Umrah. Even if you pray 10 times, 20 times, Allah will give you the reward of Umrah. The Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is the first masjid, you know, he built it by himself. When he came, he migrated from Mecca to Medina, he stopped by in this place. And he commanded the people to build the masjid there, the first masjid in Islam. And the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself, he used to carry the rocks and the stones by himself to build the Masjid Qiba. And all of the Sahaba, they became busted, they became like from the build and renovation of this Masjid, subhanAllah. And the Prophet himself also was sharing the Sahaba to build this Masjid. Walhamdulillah, fi Bani Amir. Bani Amir, a group called Bani Amir, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Salat al-Jum'ah there. Made Salat al-Jum'ah. And while he built the Masjid, he saw Ammar. Ammar رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Ammar ibn Yasir. They had been tortured in the beginning of Islam and they killed his mother, Sumayya. The first martyr, Shaheed, a woman in Islam, his mother, Sumayya. And they killed his sister also. And killed his father, killed the other members of his family. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he saw Ammar in Mecca, back to Mecca, he used to that part, قال صبرا آل ياسر فإن موعدكم الجنة. Be patient, family of Yasser, because it's for sure, Yash, you are appointed to enter the Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. Ammar ibn Yasser, when he immigrated with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started every companion, he carried only one rock. Except Ammar, he carried two. And it was heavy for him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, got to him while he carried the two rocks. He told him, قَالَ وَيْحَ Ammar. ويح عمار تقتلك الفئة البديعة. Oh عمار, wow عمار, one day you will be killed by the oppressor group. By the oppressor group. عمار رضي الله عنه وارضاه. 35 years later, عمار he was in a side of علي. In the فتنة between علي رضي الله عنه وارضاه and معاوية رضي الله عنه وارضاه. حضرة معاوية, حضرة علي, the فتنة between the Muslims. And Ammar, he was in a side with Ali radiallahu anhu wa rada. And every one of the groups, subhanAllah, fitna, every one of the other groups, those who are fighting with Muawiyah, when they saw Ammar, they get rid of him. They don't want to do a fight with him because there is a Ali. The Prophet, he said, the Ali from 35 years. 35 years later, and most of the Sahaba, because the one who narrated the Hadith, is حضرة عبد الله ابن عمرو ابن العاص. A great scholar in Islam called عبد الله ابن عمرو ابن العاص فقيه أهل مصر. Great scholar. And he said this hadith to معاوية and عمرو ابن العاص both who were exactly fight in a fight with معاوية رضي الله عنه وارضاه عن صحابة أجمعين. And you find something سبحان الله at the time of the Salah they make azan. And both of the army lie themselves behind the Hadrat Ali. Even Muawiyah and his people, they stay behind Ali, and the time of the Salah, all of them they pray behind Ali. Radiallahu anhu arda. So what happened is, everybody from the Muawiyah side, he avoids to fight against Ammar ibn Yasir. And then after that, the Prophet he told him from 35 years ago, and the last drink you're gonna tell, if you drink it before you meet Allah, it will be a drink, a tub of milk from the cow. From the camel. Last drink, Ya Ammar, you will drink a tub of milk come from cattle. From the camel. Camel female. Right. That time in the middle of the war between the two bodies, a man with camel came. And he found Ammar, he was 90 years old. Very old, the fight was in the fight of Ali. And then after that, what happened? The man came with a cup of milk and he gave it to him. As-salamu alayka ya am. As-salamu alayka wa uncle. And he gave it. He said, Allah, this is the day I will meet my beloved one. This is the day, my beloved. He told me from 35 years ago, our last drink, our come out from this life will be a drink of diet, a drink of milk. And he brings to Allah, and after, just right after he brings the milk, he received the arrow in his exactly in heart, and he killed a shaheed in the battlefield. That is the nabu'at in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, he gave a good news for Ammar radiallahu anhu wa arda, later 35 years. So Masjid Qiba, the first masjid established in Islam, therefore, the priority for the Muslim after you pray in the holy masjid in Mecca and holy masjid in Medina, you prefer to go and travel to this masjid because every single salah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fard or nafila. Tahiyyat al-masjid will be actually counted for you that you perform Umrah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provide us very soon to pray in this masjid, inshaAllah. Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you know, when he entered the Medina, and he was over Al-Quswa, that's the name of his chikamu. And his Nabi was, they try, everybody tried to hold it, قَالَ اِتْرُكُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا مُطَيَّرَةً. Leave my camel alone, because it is guided by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So, first step, kneel down, and then after that, everybody thought this is the place. And then after that, stood again, and go all around until to came to a place or a land that belonged to orphan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he collected the money, and he gave it to the family of the orphan to build his masjid. And he said, هُنَا الْمَنْزِلِ. This is the house. This is the house, and he showed by an old people gathering. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was visited by Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, radiallahu anhu arda. He took him to his house, and he built the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, built and all the Sahaba Karam, they built the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Visiting. So I'm going to Medina only to pray in the masjid. Not to make into condition to visit the Medina, to visit the Qabr. You're going for the masjid because there is the hadith to prepare yourself for to travel to pray in this masjid. And after you pray, you're going to find yourself where to exactly to visit who? Our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So after you pray, you go. Ziyaratul Qabr laysat wajiba. To visit the Qabr is not obligation, but the anyone, because there is a hadith people created, hadith ba'if, fabricated hadith, claiming that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ مَنْ حَجَّ وَلَمْ يَذُرْنِي فَقَدْ جَفَانِي. Whoever performed hajj and he did not visit me, that means he will be unjust. This hadith is fabrication. No such hadith like this are all. And you may find also in a travel agency in order to encourage the people to visit Medina, 40 salah in Medina. fabrication hadith. There is no hadith from the Prophet ﷺ to say it's the business and trade. That's all. But it's all beloved, we saw the beloved one over there. We need to come to a very important point, because Muslims confused. You visit in the qabr, it is for ar-rijal, for men. It's for men only, not for women. So when you visit, exactly, nothing wrong with our system, but ziyarat al-qabur, lir-rijal, visiting the cemetery for men. So when you visit our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the first qabr you will visit. People confused which one, because we have like three homes. And everybody confused, where is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They don't know. The first one, when you visit the marriage, you finish your salah and you come, the first one hole will be, that is the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What you have to say? Say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. جزاك الله عنا عن خيرا عن أمتك. May Allah reward you, reward you for every single Muslim in this life. So you ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to reward him for every single Muslim. Because he's the aid, the guy what? The guidance. Could you imagine without Islam today, where would he? Worship the sun? Worship idols? Worship the moon? The sun? The cow? Subhanallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when you meet you Muslim, that is the best blessing. You thank Allah every single moment in your life because Allah chooses you to be a Muslim. So, and then after that, أشهد أنك بلغت الرسالة وأديت الأمانة ونصحت الأمة. I testify that you complete your message, ya, in the point of him. Because him himself, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, send my ruh to answer your salam. Could you imagine? Your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he answered your salam. But we need to understand what is that. Allah send his ruh. So what is the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there? We need to understand. This is called Hayatul Barzakh. The barzakh is life. Barzakh is upgraded life after this life. Will be upgraded. Why upgraded? Because you could see all the souls of the Muslims. You see the hellfire and you see the light. You see everything around you. You see those people who died before you. That's why I call it Hayatul Barzakh. How is this? Nobody knows about this life except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The one he knows what your life will be in the barzakh. Because a lot of people, they thought that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the same situation like before he died. Sakhru Allah al-Azim, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died. His life is totally different. Call it Hayatul Barzakh, the life of the Barzakh. Nobody knows about this Hayat. No ulama, even the Prophet, he never described what is the life in the Barzakh, in the grave, and what looks like. Nobody knows. But the Prophet, as he says in the Hadith, Allah send my ruh to answer the salam for every single Muslim. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And he testified that he complete the message perfectly. You understand? And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for every single Muslim in this life. And every Muslim will come to this Islam inshaAllah ta'ala. Second, after him, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wa arda. When he died, they buried him in the room of Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha. When Aisha, she was there, they buried her father also, next to his friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said, As-salamu alayka ya Abu Bakr, ya Khalifata Rasulullah. You make salam also for Abu Bakr. And then you move to the right little bit. As-salamu alayka ya Umar, ya Khalifata Rasulullah. You also make salam for Umar. And Umar radiallahu anha wa ardaha, He's the one he asked to be buried with the other two friends, the Prophet Muhammad and Abu Bakr. And remember, when he died, he had been killed, he sent his son Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, and he took, get a permission from Aisha. Actually, I want to be with my two friends. When they all exactly, they give him the milk, and the milk came out after they beated him and they killed him in his stomach, and his stomach came out, and they give him the milk, and the milk came out, and then after that, they give him the water, the water came out, so everybody figured that is the end of Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda. And then after that, he told his son, go and ask the permission from Aisha. Aisha, she said, wallahi, إِنِّي قَدْ كُنْتُ اخْتَزَلْتُهُ لِنَفْسِي وَاللَّهِ I save it for myself, but he was my husband and was my father, but I prefer Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه to be next to his friends, inshallah. Before he died, Umar, he told her, he told his son, go and ask her again. And maybe she give you answer why I'm still Khalifa, why I'm still life. But give her ask again, because Khalifa, tell her Umar ask you to be buried with his two friends. After he died, Aisha radiallahu anha ardaha, she gave the place to be grave for Umar radiallahu anha ardaha to be next to his two friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Umar radiallahu anha ardaha. It is haram to catch the fence and keep it. It is haram to make the dua in the front of the qabr of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Muslim. When they go and visit the grave, and they go and make dua, your dua should be in the opposite side toward the where? To the Qibla. You don't pray toward to the Qabr, because you pray to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, your dua should be toward to what? The Qibla. So only what you have to make salam for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if you make, you will find some people in the front of you. They say, Ya Rasulullah! Ya Rasulullah, I am in a trouble, help me. Ya Aki, may Allah give you mercy. The Rasulullah sallallahu can give you help, cannot give you help. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the one who give you help. This is aqeedah, tawheed for the Muslim. Not to ask anybody, even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you ask who? The creator, the one who created you. And you make in dua in the other side. You cannot make in dua. People kiss the fence. People sometimes they have like a tribe and they want to go around with intention around the fence and to fight the tribe around, believing actually that the Prophet actually will give them shafa'a. Ya Akhi, yarhamuk Allah. The shafa'a will be for every single Muslim, inshaAllah ta'ala. Anyone who's dying with La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, you deserve the shafa'a or the intercession from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't do the jahiliyyah. And after you finish the masjid, you go out. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommends us to visit certain ways. Al-Baqi'a. And the first one has been buried in Al-Baqi'a by the command of the Prophet ﷺ, Hazrat Uthman ibn Maz'un, radiallahu anhu arda. Uthman ibn Maz'un, buried in this. To identify some certain sahab, nobody knows who's there, except one grave, it belonged to Uthman ibn Maz'un. People believe, and they talk it is Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan. He is Uthman ibn Maz'un, the one who can create companions from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And certain sahaba there, people go around qabr of Fatima. There is no any qabr known, this is the grave of Fatima radiallahu anhu wa ta'ala. You may find the brothers in Shia, they go and they shouting and they beat their faces and they scream around the qabr of Fatima. There is no Fatima there, nobody knows. Nobody knows this is Qabr Fatima. Nobody knows any another companion except Uthman ibn Maz'un. Only one companion, and nobody knows, because by years it became all the graves became like unknown, demolished. Nobody knows, and this is rahmah, mercy from Allah Tabaraka wa Taala, because a lot of people they may take their graves to enforce them or to ask them for help. And it's recommended after you pray, because the Prophet, he went to Baqi'a and he raised his hand and he made salam for the people in Baqi'a and he prayed for them. That's what you do. You go over there to the Baqi'a, the grave, and you raise your hand and you pray to Allah tabaraka that Allah gives them mercy, enter them the Jannah, and make all of us to be resurrected with them, inshallah ta'ala in the Jannah. After that, it's recommended to go and visit Maqabir al-Shuhada. مقابر الشهداء, the grave of the شهيد, the battle of Uhud, مقابر الشهداء الحمزة رضي الله عنه وارضاه, مصعب بن عمير and the great Sahaba, those who had been killed in the battle of Uhud. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, before he died, he went himself and he made dua and he made salah on their behalf, not you and me. That is the special salah from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, to pray for the people, towards the Kaaba,
towards the Kaaba, not towards the grave. And he did the salah for them, and he made special salah from the Prophet ﷺ before he died. It's recommended for all of us, inshallah, to make only dua when you visit them, inshallah ta'ala. And he says, salamu alaykum ahl al-maqabir. And then you make salam for them, inshallah, and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to enter them the Jannah and to resurrect all of us with them, inshallah ta'ala. This is recommended. Any another place after that, there is no any sunnah. If you people fighting to go and climb the mountain to go for cave, the cave or hear something and the people fighting and pay a lot of money and the people over there they cheating you and take your money, it's not recommended, because never after the Prophet ﷺ any one of the companions visit the cave which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent it, actually the Prophet he was there. Nobody even in Mecca, people go for the cave which is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala really revealed the Quran. No, from the sunnah or to visit all these places, because it's not never happened from the Sahaba or any one of the scholars in Islam recommend you to visit these places. And ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inshallah ta'ala to give us the opportunity to perform al-hajj and umrah very soon inshallah, and accept from the brother and sister those who perform al-hajj and umrah inshallah ta'ala. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us inshallah, all the Muslim ummah, and give them victory inshallah very soon. Allahumma taqabbalna waqbal minna waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma arhamna wakana mawta al-muslimin. Taqabbal min ikhwanana wa akhawatina al-hajj wal umrah. Allahumma taqabbalu minhum ya rabbil alamin. Allahumma ibla shazqna hajja وعمرة يا رب في القريب العاجل. اللهم ارزقنا حجة وعمرة في القريب العاجل. اللهم اجعلنا متحابين بجلاله مجتمعين على كلامه. وانصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم يا رب تعطيك اهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين وحفظ بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تكفل. واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا. أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم يا رب اعطنا أعوذ بك من شياطين الإنس والجن. اللهم انصرنا على من عادانا. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضى المسلمين. اللهم ابني لنا مسجد منهاتن. اللهم ابني لنا مسجد منهاتن. يا الله بلد مسجد منهاتن فراس ان شاء الله. And we pray in our masjid very soon. ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to make all of us united to love each other for the cause of Allah تبارك وتعالى. تقبل منا صلاتنا وتقبل منا صيامنا وتقبل منا صدقاتنا وتقبل منا صالح الاعمال يا رب العالمين. واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.